You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Good day, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I am your host, Coach E, and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us again this week for an exciting episode. We have back in the studio with us Justice and Change for nursing home for victims of nursing facilities. I'm telling you all, for the last 3.5 to 4 weeks, my words have been so jumbled, and I'm just like, Lord, we're gonna get this thing together before the year's over. But I'm so excited to have Tracy and Joanna in the studio with me, and we're going to talk today about, you know, justice and change, and why it came together and what projects they're working on, so that, you know, everybody can kind of stay abreast of what these young ladies are doing within the community. So good day, Tracy, Joanna, how are you guys?
Hi, Coach E.
Doing great. Thank you for having us again.
You are so welcome. Thank you for being available. I know who you guys are. Could you tell the listeners real quick who you are and what you do and why you formed this nonprofit?
So we, first of all, I'm Joanna, President. Tracy is our Vice President. We formed this out of our own personal tragedy. I've lost a loved one due to nursing facility abuse and neglect. And that was what kindled this whole process of trying to advocate for those who are not able to advocate for themselves.
Wow. Okay. And if you all want to hear more about even their personal journey for the starting, please make sure you download the last show that we had with them. And you can go to harpsmedialLLC.com to actually download and scroll to the bottom of the page. That's where all of the episodes, our radio episodes are listed. And you really want to chime in and listen to that because their story not only touched my heart because it was very dear to something I had experienced with a loved one, but it is something that is going on continuously around us. It reminds me actually, and I know this is a little different or a little far from the spectrum here, but nonprofits, they are formed because of a cause. You want to see something changed, and you know, this is the cause. Reminded me of a conversation I had with someone on yesterday, and they were explaining to me that there was someone that was being hurt, and people were standing around watching this, and no one stepped in and helped. And I said to them, it's funny because years ago, someone stole my pocketbook, and a gentleman almost got the person that stole my pocketbook, and then a woman said, that's none of your business, get back over here. So the person got away with my purse. Why am I bringing this up? Because oftentimes we see things that need change, but we never do anything about bringing forth.
Exactly.
So I applaud you ladies for really seeing something and saying, I'm going to do something about it.
Exactly. Because we feel that other families needed to know, you know, before our tragedies, I'm sure other families went through the same thing, but a lot of families don't know what to do. They don't know who to get in touch with to actually make a change, you know, or either they feel threatened by a facility that their loved one is in, so they kind of don't want to, you know, don't want to get involved.
Yeah. And that's sad because we're in that time where a lot of people will turn their eye. So can we talk a little bit about what you all are doing to bring forth this change right now?
The screen is frozen.
Okay, here we go. We're back.
It's frozen. What'd you say?
I said, I know that the organization was originated for change, but there are different projects that you guys are working on within the organization. Would you like to share one of the projects that you're working on right now?
And one of the things I wanted to say before we get there is you mentioned something very important to us, and that is the issue of people seeing things and not saying anything. That's one of the problems that we face as an organization. As hard as we advocate, we also are advocating to give people the encouragement, including the workers, including those that work in that environment, to speak up, because they all see, including the physicians, they all see it. It's not hidden, but they don't speak up. So I'm glad you brought that point up, because it's really key to making a change and causing a difference to happen. You know, it goes from us, it goes from family members, it goes to workers, it goes to the government. I mean, that's what it's about. That's how change happens. So I'm really thankful that you brought that, you highlighted that.
Because go ahead, Tracy.
I was just going to say that people feel that they, you know, that they're going to get some type of backlash for it, for speaking out. And that's one of the things that we have right now. People are afraid to speak out because, oh, well, my loved one might get my loved one might get reprimanded against or hurt because of that, of them speaking out. And so that freezes people to want to make change.
But we also have to see the other side of that too, that not everybody is afraid of the backlash. Some people, we've just become a society that has just gotten accustomed to turning our head.
Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
And I think that if we put more effort into shining a light on this and recognizing that, look, I mean, there's all kinds of injustices. And some injustices are done not from a place of, I'm just a mean and hateful person. Some of it is done just out of pure ignorance, right?
Yes.
And we talked about it from on your other show. Some of it is not just ignorance, but some of it is, I don't mean to do this, but I'm so tired, I'm so frustrated. And so it spills over. And yes. We're not holding one another accountable. And so things just continue in this ugly process.
Yes. and that's the big word, accountable, accountability. Just like our government not being held accountable, these facilities, they're not being held accountable for the issues that they have in their nursing facilities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So before we get into your project that you're working on, I'm going to pause one moment and for a commercial break, because I do want to say thank you to all of the sponsors and those that advertise with us. And we'll be right back to talk about the projects that y'all are working on.
Sure.
I'm Joanna Highskill, President of Justice and Change for Victims of Nursing Facility.
I'm Tracy Pompey, Vice President.
This organization, brought together through tragedy, is committed to bringing about change and accountability regarding the abuse and neglect of nursing facility residents.
By being a voice for change and quality care over profit, join us in this fight. Email us, jc4nfvictims@gmail.com, 804-839-1833, or 804-252-7973. We are their voice.
Are you ready to make a move and sell your home? Meet your dedicated listing specialist at Exit Resource Realty. Here at Exit, we specialize in getting top dollar for your property. We offer a strategic marketing plan and expert negotiation. Reach out to one of our experts today at 804-509-5999 and allow Exit Resource Realty to get it sold.
Attention, small business owners. Boost your brand with me, Coach E, with radio advertising. Reach a wider audience and skyrocket your sales. Affordable packages are tailored just for you. Don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your business. Contact me, Coach E, today at 410-845-1384 and let your business success story unfold on the airwaves.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I'm your host, Coach E, and I have with me Tracy Pompey and Miss Joanna Haskell from Justice and Change for Victims of Nursing Facilities. And we're talking about, you know, their nonprofit, why they decided that they weren't going to be on the sidelines anymore, and that they were going to get into the fight for the injustices that happen to elderly people in these facilities and how they advocate. So before we left for commercial break, we talked about a little bit about their organization and some things that prompted them to, you know, get into the fight. But now we're going to talk about, you know, what projects are y'all guys working on that is actually helping with facilitating the advancement for providing a better way of living for elderly as they enter into these facilities?
Well, I can talk about, it's two-pronged with us. It's community-based, where we offer the support and try to sort of uplift the lives of the facility residents or the nursing home residents that are there now. And then also the other side being that we are advocating with our legislators, trying to get them to listen, to hear what's going on and to actually be, it's a call to action. So we've taken that two-pronged approach and very active. I'll let Tracy go ahead and tell you about the birthday gift program that we are actively in right now. Tracy, you can go ahead and share that.
Our birthday gift bag program is called Smiles and Hope for Nursing Home Residents. And what we do is we want to brighten the lives and to also give them hope that someone cares. You know, someone's thinking about them. So what we do, we've adopted a facility where we contact them. We get, on a monthly basis, we get the list from the activities director, the list of what the residents would like for their birthday each month. And we go out and purchase those items that they would like. And we get all types of things, Bibles, religious trinkets, socks, toiletries, teddy bears, you know, they want to hold, they want something to hold.
Huh? We get some specialty, no, I'm talking about the specialty items that we get.
Yes.
Somebody wanted a Beyonce calendar and makeup and.
Exactly. Yeah. And they, wow. And it's just, yeah, and what we do, and we package them, and we even put a little card, and we sign it, letting them know that we're thinking about them, an actual birthday card. So they, and then we deliver them to the facility, and they enjoy it. They look forward to getting their birthday bag, and it's just something to show them that people, that there's somebody thinking about them. They're not just in there and to be forgotten, because I work the profession, and some of them, there are some residents that don't even get visitors, so they can be, you know, forgotten.
Yeah, that's the sad thing about when the elderly makes it to the facilities. Life doesn't stop for their families, you know? And I know, being someone that had to deal with that, I thank God I was in a place where I worked for myself. And when I had to drastically reduce my clients, there was still revenue there for me to be there the way I needed to be for my grandfather. But not everybody has that option, right? And so they're still working, whether it was 10 or 12 hours before their mom, dad, grandparents, aunt, uncle, whoever it is, went into that facility. They're still working 10 and 12 hours now that they're there. And I think what happens a lot of times is that even they get a bad name because it's like, how dare you drop your family member off a facility and never come back for them. And it's like, wait a minute, I was dog tired before this happened. And I'm still dog tired because my work hasn't changed. And I'm not in a position to be able to be there. And it's not, I don't want to sound like I'm giving excuse, but what I'm saying is that you all are a great extension to those family members that their heart may be there, but they just can't be there.
Exactly. We acknowledge that most definitely. With me, I worked full time and then my mom was in the facility and I eventually had to stop. You know, I had to actually stop, and it was hard. But I understand that everybody has their different walks in life and their own situations going on. What we are attempting to do is to come alongside and say, hey, we're here, you know, call us and reach out and let us know what's going on, what you need help with, and we can direct you point you in the right direction. But in addition to even our birthday gift program, we're seriously advocating for actually getting more nursing homes involved with this process, because we see it as something that can actually spread, even, you know, make things a little easier for those who are working in the facilities.
At Energy Trust of Oregon, we understand that energy isn't just what happens when you flip a switch. It's what happens afterwards. It's a home that can provide both shelter and peace of mind. It's a business that can run more efficiently and keep their dream alive. And it's communities that can thrive today and flourish tomorrow. That's energy. And that's why we partner with local utility companies to help you save energy and lower costs. For cash incentives and resources that can help power your life, visit energytrust.org.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
If they see the residents as, you know, they receive these gifts and they're happy and they can help share that happiness with them, you know, that in itself creates a small bond. So our goal is to hopefully get more facilities involved with this so that more residents would be happy. You know, we're trying to, hopefully we'll get donations coming in that would help us to facilitate, you know, the purchase of these items, even though, you know, these are items that we use every day and we take it for granted. We have socks, we have, you know, pajamas, we have books and snacks that we could just arbitrarily go and purchase at any time. Wherein for them, it's a treat. So they ask for the socks and the undershirts and the t-shirts and, you know, books, to puzzle books to keep them occupied. So, you know, the little things that can go a long way. So we really would appreciate any donations towards that. It would really help to facilitate us growing this program within the nursing facilities so that we can make more residents happy.
So let me ask this question. Is it that you're in one facility, or is this something that you're doing over a multitude of facilities?
We started with the idea of testing the program with one facility. So we reached out and adopted that facility for this particular project. It went so well. We're into our second year of doing this. And so we're like, hey, you know, this is obviously something that make these residents very happy. And why not let's spread that? We just wanted to test pilot it, see how well it would be received. The activities director was elated that we were partnering with them to do this, and just very, very consistent and giving us their specifics. We don't get their full names, but we do get enough of a name, first name, and the first letter of the last name, so we can identify. And she consistently, she will send us the list and says how much they're looking forward to it. When we deliver these gift bags, the residents that see it coming in, they say, oh, I can't wait until my time. Do you have my birthday down? My birthday's in October. And I said, well, make sure, let the activities director know. And but then too, it also reaches to those who maybe can't get out of their bed, that are in their room, you know? So we're very happy that the nursing facility decided to partner with us. And we're hoping that more will, but we need the donations to come in and help us with that.
One of the things, Erica, that we'd like to do as well is go into the facilities to play bingo. We have so many ideas of playing bingo or having Sunday tea with the ladies or Sunday, you know, or bingo, or have the ladies dress up. And we know we can't go, we can maybe go in their dining area. They can bring the residents there and we can play on the Sunday, have the ladies dress up and have makeup day and bingo. Or for the men, we can have Bible study day and, you know, something for the gentlemen to do. And it just gives them something to look forward to being a resident in a nursing facility.
So you brought up a few things here. So if we're going to break it down, you know, one is the funding, right? To make sure that you can reach as many residents. So before we get off, we're going to talk, we're going to give them some ways to find you to make donations. That's number one. Number two, it sounds like you really need some volunteers.
That's what I was going to touch on. I was just going to touch on that when Tracy mentioned the men in that. We have a few volunteers now that have been contributing towards this organization, their time, information, their contacts. And we're very pleased with that. And it's our desire to create programs that we can incorporate with our volunteers that we can have go into the nursing facilities, or even if they come up with their own ideas that we can help them implement as a volunteer. You know, everybody wants to be effective as they can in what they're doing. I know, you know, we have volunteers for the soup kitchen. People will go down and they will volunteer their time. So we're no different in that we appreciate anybody who says to us, look, we would like to help in any way we can. What can we do? I guarantee you, we'll be able to tell them what they can do to help, because there's a lot of ways to help.
Absolutely. So, and you know, and that's with running any type of business. You got, there's so many moving parts and pieces. And the thing about a nonprofit, it doesn't mean that there's not money needed for the nonprofit. It is the absolute opposite. It means that you all are choosing not to be not to take a profit from the corporation. You want every dollar to go back into the corporation so you can meet every need that you all have been designed to meet. And so we're going to pause for a real quick commercial break. We're going to come back. And we'll come back. We're going to talk about how they can reach out to you to make a donation, how they can reach out to you to become a volunteer. And then we're going to also, if they want to do even more than just be a volunteer, if they want to be a part of your advisory board or your advisory committee, how they can go about even starting that process. We'll be right back, everybody, after this commercial break.
Okay.
Attention small business owners, boost your brand with me, Coach E, with radio advertising. Reach a wider audience and skyrocket your sales. Affordable packages are tailored just for you. Don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your business. Contact me, Coach E, today at 410-845-1384 and let your business success story unfold on the airways. Your success, our priority. Coach E's radio ad space, where businesses thrive.
I'm Joanna Highskill, President of Justice and Change for Victims of Nursing Facility.
I'm Tracy Pompey, Vice President.
This organization, brought together through tragedy, is committed to bringing about change and accountability regarding the abuse and neglect of nursing facility residents.
By being a voice for change and quality care over profit, join us in this fight. Email us, jc4nfvictims@gmail.com, 804-839-1833, or 804-252-7973. We are their voice.
I'm Joanna Heisman.
Are you ready to make a move and sell your home? Meet your dedicated listing specialist at Exit Resource Realty. Here at Exit, we specialize in getting top dollar for your property. We offer a strategic marketing plan and expert negotiation. Reach out to one of our experts today at 804-509-5999 and allow Exit Resource Realty to get it sold.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
All right, welcome back to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I'm your host, Coach E, and I have in the studio with me Justice and Change for Victims of Nursing Facilities, and we have their president and vice president, Ms. Joanna Haskell and Ms. Tracy Pompey, and they're discussing with us this week about what you can do to be a part of the change, to not just watch a thing, but get into it. And so before we left for commercial break, you guys were talking about a project where you come and you surprise an elderly or a person in one of these facilities for their birthday with a birthday bag and how excited they are. And then you also expressed how you all are also looking to implement bingo and some other things with these residents at these different facilities. And so we left off with chatting about how can someone get involved. So ladies, can you please tell the listeners that, look, if you say, I don't really have time, so I can't volunteer, but I do have money, where do I send this money so that I can help you further your cause?
Yes, they can reach us at 804-839-1833. That's one number, 804-252-7973. They can also reach us. We're on Facebook, Justice and Change for Victims of Nursing Facilities. Our website is Justice and Change for N as in Nancy, F as in Frank, victimsrva.org. And also the way they can, you know, we also accept Zelle via Zelle for donations.
All right. So thank you, ladies, for coming on this week and chatting it up with us about your program that you, your project that you're working on. And I'm assuming that the same way they can contact you for a donation, they can do the same for any volunteer opportunities as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And your advisory committee, is that as well?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, don't forget one more time, Tracy, can you give them the number that they can reach out to in order to chat?
804-839-1833 or 804-252-7973.
All right, everyone. And thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I'm your host, Coach E. You all have a fantabulous rest of your week and be blessed.